You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Annie Keffer, a nationally recognized educator, speaker, author, and entrepreneur who is passionate about youth leadership. Her newest book is called Leadership Built on Why, a Guide for Young Adults. Annie, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric. I'm really excited.
Yeah, and good to have you out today. Thanks so much. Now, you are so candid about your own story in this book. Can you talk about your struggle to be heard?
Absolutely. So I had a great foundation of really seeing leadership in the theory realm and in the action realm, and I knew that I had to have knowledge and action to be a great leader. The problem became is I started to buy into the myths and the lies about leadership. Like, I had to be a certain age. I had to have a title. Someone had to give me permission to be a leader. So because of that, I really played small. Other than, you know, some roles I had in middle school, high school, and college, I really shrunk back and thought, okay, then maybe I wasn't created to be a leader. Maybe I wasn't supposed to be. Maybe I was just meant to kind of go along and, you know, kind of take up space. And so I really shrunk back from truly being a leader, though I had a great foundation in that. So I came to a crossroads, and I thought, you know what, I was looking at my generation and the generation behind me, and I thought, there's such a desperate need for leadership. There's just such a desperate need for people to talk about it, people to live it out, and to be candid about what that looks like. So that was really what started me on this journey of learning more about it and living it out to give other people permission to do the same.
Annie, do you think anyone is ever too young to be a leader?
No. You're not too young. You're not too old. You know, we've really seen that with these Parkland students, with the Me Too movement, that no matter your age, no matter your experience, what's going on, everybody can be a leader. Everyone was made to be a leader. Not everyone chooses to do so. But the more that we can teach these young kids, young kids, and these middle school kids and high school kids and college kids to be leaders and what that looks like, the more we equip them to change their world for the better.
Annie, if you would, talk to us about the hashtag MeToo and the hashtag Never Again movement. So many adults argue these people don't have the experience or authority to push policy, but it's amazing how the young people are insisting they do. Do you think that they are being successful in these regards?
Yeah, it's going to be quite a journey. You know, nothing good ever changes overnight. It's really started with awareness and these conversations about what it looks like, what needs to change, to be more aware, you know, because so often we might think, oh, yeah, I kind of know about that, but we might not be aware of everything going on. So starting with these conversations is really where it's going to go, and then, you know, changing it from there. But I think it's important to note, you know, so often when we're in business, we hire, you know, in sports or really in anything that we want to get better at, we hire coaches and mentors because we sometimes get too stuck in our own situation. We're in the forest, right? So we hire people that are outside of our industry or, you know, an objective third party because they can see things we can't. And the thing, that's exactly what these students are doing. They can see things that, you know, maybe we are missing or we can't see, or they have a new idea or a new way to innovate a situation that because we're, you know, too ingrained in a situation, we're too experienced that we might miss. So I really think that they bring a new energy, a new perspective that's really valuable to change.
Today we are visiting with Annie Keffer, the author of the newest book called Leadership Built on Why, a Guide for Young Adults, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Annie, can you give us some other instances of young people finding their purpose early?
Yeah, so after I really figured out what this looked like and I was on a journey, I speak and I coach and I mentor millennials and women in this journey. And I have a young girl named Emily. She was a high school student, and I really worked with her for over 4 years. And we did life together, and, you know, we talked about what leadership looked like, and I saw her begin to grow. And it was such a neat experience. She was a senior and she was graduating. And she said, you know, Annie, in my high school class, I had to write a speech about someone who made an impact. And crazy enough, she wrote it about me. And it was just this moment of like, you know, no matter what their age or experience, what we do with them, what we teach them, what we show them matters. And I've seen her really change from a quiet, introverted girl to this powerful leader that is mentoring girls, you know, in fifth and sixth grade, that's giving them a good perspective, that's being a leader for them. And just, you know, no matter what it is, she has now the ability to greater impact those girls coming up behind her and show them that they can do this too.
Okay, Annie, the big question is, could you lead us through the journey of discovering our why, and how do we start?
Yeah, so it can feel kind of intimidating when you talk about, you know, finding your why, finding your purpose. So a couple things to note are, one, it's not going to happen overnight, and you're not going to be able to articulate it right away. But the important thing really is to start walking this journey, to start figuring out and paying attention, you know, to what it really could be, so that down the road you can better articulate it and figure it out. So the two questions I tell people to ask themselves and ask, you know, maybe two to three really trusted people around you are, one, what are you really passionate about? You know, what could you talk about for the next 5 days? What gets you out of bed in the morning? And really, this could be anything. So often I see that people think it has to be a certain passion, it has to be a certain why, like it kind of has to fit a mold, but I totally disagree. It has to be what really, like at the end of the day, you're quite passionate about. And then the second question is, what do you so desperately wish to change in the world? You know, what really irritates you or frustrates you? So for me, that was seeing that, you know, there wasn't a lot of leadership. There weren't a lot of people talking about leadership or doing it correctly. And so that for me was deeply frustrating and something I really wanted to change. And so when you start to explore these two questions, to walk down the path, to ask those trusted, you know, friends and parents and adults around you, you know, do you agree? Do you see this? It's to start to explore it and write it down. It'll morph and change as you get older, but you'll start to really figure out how you are wired, what way you can be a leader, and what capacity.
And tagging on to that, give us some examples of exercises people can practice to build their sense of self and purpose.
Yeah, so a couple of the main things, you know, we talk about this idea of self-belief. So they always say, you know, you can't really love others till you love yourself. Well, I think you can't really be a leader for others until you're a leader for yourself. So a lot of times we have to get over our own obstacles. And there's two different exercises. I talk about this in the book. The first one is to write perfectionism on a piece of paper, because so often we struggle with it has to look perfect, it has to be perfect, you know, the why has to be this perfect thing. So I say write perfectionism on a piece of paper. I want you to crumble it up and literally, whether you're near a window or a door, open up the window or door and throw it out, because we need to throw perfectionism out of our lives. We need to get it out to realize that failing and falling and not being perfect is what makes us human and better leaders. And then the second exercise would be, you know, a lot of times we struggle with this negative self-talk of, oh, I'm not worthy enough, I'm not a good enough leader, I wasn't made to do any of this. So what I say is, you know, sometimes we have to do this on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, or if we're, you know, having a hard day, write down everything on separate note cards of negative thoughts that you're thinking about, you know, your leadership journey, your why, put them in a paper bag, put them off to the side and ignore it for an hour. Go off and do something else. And then after an hour, come back and dump out all those note cards and then individually take them on and say, okay, you know, say one says I'm not worthy, and then fight that with the truth. Write down what is actually the truth, that you are worthy, that you were made to be a leader, that this journey is going to be hard, but you were made to do something bigger than you thought. And it helps us to combat, you know, when we are feeling that negative, we can look at that positive note card and go, okay, now here's the truth. I may feel in this negative way, but here's actually the truth of what I know.
Really good stuff, Annie. Really has been great to have had you. Lastly, how can this book help empower young women?
Yeah, so what it really is it was showing more of my journey, being really candid and open about, you know, what I struggled with, so that other people can say, okay, I'm not the only one. There's a way for me to follow some tools and some tricks that I can use in my own life to be a better leader. So really, this is just a guide for them to be able to say, I'm not alone. And now someone's giving me a really clear and easy path of how I can follow it to be a leader in my own life.
Of course, we don't want to let you get out of here without finding out how listeners can be in touch with you directly, what's the best way, and how they could pick up the book, Leadership Built on Why.
Yeah, so the book is available on Amazon, both in Kindle and paperback. You can find me on my website, anniekeffer.com, so A-N-N-I-K-E-F-F-E-R, and that's my social media handles across all platforms.
And certainly easy enough. Again, Annie, our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Annie Keffer, a nationally recognized educator, speaker, author, and entrepreneur who is passionate about youth leadership. Her newest book is called Leadership Built on Why, A Guide for Young Adults. And for further details, visit AnnieKeffer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.